You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidiebere Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
The title this morning is Lord, According to Thy Word. Lord, according to Thy Word. Lord, according to Thy Word. You know, sometimes we receive prophecy. Sometimes the Word of God is spoken in our lives. Well, how will we react to the Word of God that is spoken over our lives goes a long way to determine the fulfillment of the prophecies. Are you with me? The story we're about to look at is the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Praise the Lord. This was a young girl who, by all standards, was minding her business. But heaven located her. Heaven will locate you in this place in the name of Jesus. And when she was remembered, an angel was sent to her. And the angel delivered the news that was to change her life drastically forever. I know that a lot of people would not have taken it, would not have understood it. But Mary took it in a different way and was more like, Lord, thy will be done. Praise the Lord. Can we open our Bibles to Luke 1, 26 to 39? Luke 1, 26 to 39. And in the 6 months, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. 32. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Of God. And behold, her cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her, and Mary arose in those days, I went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah. You know, as I was reviewing this last night, I said, wow, 6 months. You know, most people say the 6th month is the month of man. Are you with me? Can we go to Genesis 1? Let's read from 25. Genesis 1, please project. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. 26. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which upon the face of the earth, and every tree which in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now on the sixth day, God created man. That is why some people say, oh, the sixth month, number six is the number of man. Are you with me? Then on the sixth month again, God remembered man again. Are you with me? I'm beginning to think that on the sixth day, sixth month, God always remembers man. He thinks about us all the time. But when he wants to do something special about man, you know, why was it the sixth month that God remembered Mary? I prophesy into the life of somebody that even before the end of this sixth month, that the Almighty God will remember you for good. That the Almighty God will visit you in a special way. That the Almighty God will give you something to testify about. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. You know, that sixth month, Bible says that God sent an angel to Mary. Somebody in this place will receive a divine visitation in the name of Jesus. You know, like my pastor used to say in those days, he said, all the virgins in Israel were qualified for this visitation. Right? Because it was time for the Savior to come back on earth to deliver mankind. But Mary was remembered. Mary was a virgin. Mary may have been living very righteous. Mary may have been chosen. Are you with me? But Mary, above all, the Bible says that thou art highly what? Favored. I believe there's somebody here. Before the end of this month, the favor of the Almighty God will locate you in the name of Jesus. Now when the angel appeared to Mary, first thing he told Mary, he said, Mary, fear not, because you found favor with God. Sometimes we are afraid to step into what God has purposed for you and I. Sometimes a word of prophecy comes over our life, and we are wondering, how shall this thing be? Like, when the news was broken to Mary, he said, how will this thing be if I know not a man? He said, fear not. It might sound impossible with men, but with God, nothing shall be what? Impossible. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes in life, we might find it very tough to obey the voice of God. You know, when we read history now, and read the story of Mary, it sounds very sweet, right? But remember in those days, a woman who is not married and is found with a child. She risks disaster and shame. She risks being stoned to death. You don't get it. If there was anybody who was to panic, you would have been Mary. for somebody who was going to marry somebody, and suddenly they say, oh, you are pregnant. Who made you pregnant? He said, by the Holy Ghost. Who knew the Holy Ghost before this? You don't get it. You know, you and I are reading today, and it sounds very sweet. Who knew the Holy Ghost? Are you with me? Who made you pregnant? By the Holy Ghost. They say, yes, Holy Ghost, me, Holy Ghost. That's how you're about to say it. They will have beaten her. Then she risks even her own father disowning her. And by the tradition, if they don't kill her, she will remain unmarried forever. Her mother will have rejected her. And the whole society will have rejected her. And she will have been forced into the street to go and beg to leave. You don't understand it. When Mary said, Lord, according to thy word, that is faith. Because she was facing an open tax. How do you say you are pregnant when you are not married in the society of those days? I'm not talking about now, when people just misbehave. Are you with me? It was a tough one. She would have sounded very crazy. Mary, you're pregnant, yes. By who? The Holy Ghost. Like I said, the brothers giving, you know, if you know the Middle Eastern nation, that's what they call honor for the name of the family. So when somebody tries to bring something that will bring disrespect to the name of the family, the brothers can even kill the person. They say they killed in honor. I can see somebody giving her a dirty slap. Buzza! You said what? You are pregnant what? Who did it? Holy what? Bah! Another slap. You see, that was the kind of life that Mary would have faced as young as she was. And that tells me that most times it is tough obeying the word of God, especially when things are not favorable. Should have said no. Come. Joseph, come. Oh, convince my husband. Self. Let us even know. How can it be? You know, we're reading it now and it sounds very okay, right? Who has ever heard that a woman will conceive without meeting a man? Yes, the prophecy came, yes, over 500 years before this time. The generation that had the prophecy will have died. Are you with me? Who will have believed? You know, if you read Luke 1, you know, as I was studying last night, I just started laughing. Here was Zechariah and Elizabeth, who were looking for a child. They have been praying that God should visit them and give them a child. Are you with me? They were expecting a child if the Lord answered. And here was Mary, who was not expecting a child. Now, Angel Gabriel goes to Zechariah and says, oh, the Lord has heard a prayer. Fear not. And the man became afraid and even didn't even believe it was going to be possible. I guess that was why Gabriel got angry. Praise the Lord. He said, okay. You will not speak until it is fulfilled. And most of our believers are like that. You are praying for something and God sends an answer. Meanwhile, you don't believe. You don't have faith. Two people facing two different things. The same visitation. Zechariah, who has been expecting to have a child, he said, how can it be? I am old. The same thing Abraham and Sarah were facing. Elizabeth is old, but you are still praying and you didn't believe. Are there many people in this house? You are going through a challenge and you are praying, and in your mind you are saying, even though I'm praying, this thing is impossible. Where then lies your faith? That was why Gabriel said, okay, oh, this man, he will not talk until it's fulfilled. And here, the same situation was played out to a young girl. And she said, Lord, according to thy word. Thy word. Standing on the word of God. What do we say is the master key again? Who will help me? acting on the word of God. Mary says, according to thy word. And I always tell people here, you may be going through challenges in life. Open your Bible and look for the word of God that pertains to your situation and hold on to it. Hold on to it. Do not waver. Do not even give up. Say, Lord, according to your word, I am standing on this promise, your promise, and I believe that it will come to be fulfilled in my life. You know, sometimes some of us want things just now. You want it now, let it come now. And if there's any little problem, you give up. Zechariah was praying for a child. An angel was sent to answer him, and he didn't believe. Mary was not praying for a child. But an angel was sent to Mary. The same way God sent to Zechariah, God sent to Mary. The same angel. And when the word of God came, he said, according to thy word, O Lord, let it be done to me. Mary didn't say, wait, let me go and talk to my husband. Wait, let me consult with my father. Wait, let me tell my friends and find out. Mary believed. That is faith. Now, I tried to look at several other people in the Bible who received divine visitation and how they reacted. Look at the case of Sarah. In Genesis 18, 9 to 15. Genesis 18, 9 to 15. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? That's the angels have visited. And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah had it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and he ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, I am waxed old. Shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? We have to be careful. A prophecy comes over your life. Be careful how you react to it. How do you receive it? As you're reading the word of God, and that word or that rhema word jumps out to you, and you know it's for you. How do you react to it? Sarah laughed. Nobody was there, right? Nobody knew she laughed. But the Lord saw her laugh. The God that we serve is everywhere. Are you with me? He sees you. He hears your thoughts. He sees your thoughts. I wanted to stop here. When I say he sees your thoughts, some of us don't even see our thoughts. Are you with me? But God sees your thoughts displayed. Sarah laughed. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, I shall of a surety bear a child, which I am old. Is anything too hard for the Lord? You see, because of Mary, God said, for with God, all things are what? Possible. Nothing is impossible with God. To Sarah, he said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? Today, I prophesy into your life that your case is not difficult for the Almighty God. Amen. Only the choir shouted amen. Like you don't believe. Or some of you are laughing. You know, life is interesting. People here have different things they believe in God for, right? Some dream big dreams. Some people's dreams are very small. I remember at some point, you know, people bring a prayer request and somebody said, they say, write a prayer request for the Almighty. Say, God, I want a new phone. Kai, you know, you're coming before God. They say, they have given you a blank check. Are you with me? You come before God and say, what do you want? And you're saying, God, give me phone. That is this person's level of what? Understanding. When you come before God, come expectant. come with the biggest dream you can dream. Because no matter how big your dream is, it cannot scratch the wealth of God or what God wants to do in your life. Are you with me? So no matter how big that dream is, and you think this is so much for my God, before God is what? But a little thing. Praise the Lord. The Lord said, is there anything too hard for me? He said, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life. And Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not. For she was afraid. And he said, nay. But I didn't laugh. Oh, this God is a merciful God. Sarah, you laughed. Some of us come before God, we still lie like Sarah. She laughed. God said, ah, Sarah, you laughed. He said, Lord, I didn't laugh. Lord said, you will still bear the child. Because you laughed. Is there anybody like that here? You come before God, they are forming. You know, some of us come to God and pray. You are speaking for them. You have a problem that is serious. That you need to go to God and cry. I said, Lord, help me. You know, I said, one of the biggest prayers or cries you can ever cry out to God is, Lord, have mercy upon me and help me. I've never seen any man on earth who cried out to God for mercy that God forsook. Are you with me? Sarah was still denying. I want you to compare Sarah and Mary. The same situation. Right? Even Sarah sought for this child. And the Lord said, you bear a child. And she laughed. Mary, you bear a child, Lord, according to thy word. How do you react to the word of God upon your life and upon your situation? Are you with me? Let's look at the story of Moses. Remember, look at how people react when they receive a word from God. Moses. Let's look at Exodus 3. I'll read from 1. Now Moses kept the flocks of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire. And the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not near hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, and the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppress them. Come now therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Let's stop here before I go on. You see, we all know the story of Moses. Moses, a child of destiny. He was born, somehow Pharaoh says that somebody who was going to liberate these people is being born. And he said, kill all the children of that age. And the parents hid her in the Babadi waters and she was fed. But you know the God that we serve, you can never understand his ways. Are you with me? He took the person that the enemy was chasing and brought him into his palace to be raised. You don't understand it. The man who he will use to liberate his people that the enemy was trying to kill, God brought him into the man's palace for him to train. the person he's going to use to liberate his people from him. So Pharaoh, Moses was trained in the Pharaoh's palace. Moses growing up realized there was something about him. You know, Bible historians says Moses was trained as a Pharaoh, as a general. Some of them say that, you know, in the battle with the Ethiopians, where Ethiopia came against Egypt with over 1 million soldiers, that Moses was the general that led the battle and won the battle. So when he was come of age, are you with me? He understood who he was and realized that even though everything was okay in the palace, but no, that is not his destiny. That is not the purpose why God called him. You know, and a situation presented itself. An Israelite and an Egyptian had a problem. Are you with me? Moses intervened, killed the Egyptian and buried and hid. You see, he had an inclination of what he was to do for the Lord. But he went about it the wrong way. Some of us are like that. You know you ought to serve God. But you have not sat down to get clarification from God. You want to do it in your own strength. And at your own time. But God's timing is totally different from what? Our own timing. So Moses was about 40 years when this happened. And when, of course, when the news, you know, broke out, he had to run. And became a fugitive to Midian. So he see a general now in a strange land. And he was now forced to look after what? Sheep. You know, sometimes I laugh at the story of Moses. But people don't understand what God was trying to do. He wanted to use him to lead his people out of Egypt. People who we are more like sheep too. People who we are like, you know, when you say sheep, go this way. Man, they will go that way. Eh? So God knew that for this man to be able to lead my people and bring them into the promised land, he needs to first of all go and do practicals. So he was sent to the backside of the desert to spend another 40 years. What was he doing 40 years? Taking care of sheep. Give them water. Give them food in the desert. Are you with me? Carry them all over the place. And at 80, when he thought his life was over, the Lord said, your life is just beginning. I prophesy into the life of somebody here this morning. Maybe you have given up on God. Maybe you think it is over. The Almighty God will visit you in this 6 months in the name of Jesus. Your story is just about to begin. And so shall it be. Moses had given up. 80-year-old man, what else do you expect? But he had a call in the burning bush. Let us go to verse 11. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh? And that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. You see, Moses of before will have said, thank you, Lord. I knew I was going to do it. But having been humble, the Bible said that Moses became the meekest of all men. In the backside of the desert, he learned humility. He was trained. Sometimes when you are in the desert, you are going through a school. When you think everybody has abandoned you, no, God is putting you through a school, a place you begin to hear his voice, a place you have an encounter with him. He said, who am I? You see, at that point, he didn't see himself qualified. But 40 years earlier, he thought he was to do it. God's timing. Are you with me? And he said, suddenly I will be with thee, and this shall be a token unto thee, and I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, they shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and they shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say unto me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Hey, Moses had bold courage. God, what is your name? What do you mean, Bible? Just pause. He was afraid to come to God, even to look at him. And when God now gave me the assignment, he said, if I go and meet them, what will I tell them? God, please, what is your name? Whoever has had courage to say, God, what is your name? God has always gone to do what? Introduce himself to the people. But somebody said, God, what is your name? I want to be clear when I'm telling them who sent me. As I said, sometimes when you pray to God, talk to him like your father. Say, what is your name? What will I tell them who sent me? And God said, praise the Lord. That's verse 1 again. 14. Okay, he said, and God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. And God said, moreover, unto Moses, thus shall ye say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together, and say unto them, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, appeared unto me, saying, I have surely visited you, and seen that which is done to you in Egypt. And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt, unto the land of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hevites, and the Jebusites, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. And they shall hearken unto thy voice. Praise the Lord. You can go. It's a long passage. But what I want to bring out here is that, you see, when God called Moses to visit him, when he visited him to send him on assignment, just like Mary, you see, Moses giving reasons. He said, I am not wanting to go for this assignment. There was self-doubt and inadequacy. Sometimes when God sends you, you think, oh, you cannot do. When he sends you, he equips you. If God has called you to an assignment, trust me, he will be with you and he will equip you, he will lead you, he will direct you. Only trust him and hold on to him. I want you to see how powerful and how strong Mary was. On the level of her faith, let me not use the word powerful. The level of her faith. Moses said, who am I? He said, what is your name, Lord? He said, no, Lord, they wouldn't even believe me. Mary should have said, God, how would they believe that the Holy Spirit will conceive and I'll bear a child? She didn't ask any of that. But see how Moses was saying, they won't believe me. They won't even hearken to my voice. If you read down, you know, when God, in everything that he brought, God will bring a solution. He now said, Lord, I am not eloquent. I am slow of speech. Ha! What level of doubt is this? The one that made the voice is sending you an assignment. And you are saying, Lord, I can't speak. When God saw up, he said, Lord, who will go with me? Thank God it was God that came to see Moses. It was Gabriel. You know, angels, I don't know whether they have mercy. They always go. Because if you look at the way Gabriel treated Zechariah, and look at Moses with all the questions, doubts, and everything. But it's good to clarify any mission God is sending you. But yeah, well, this there was questions mixed with what? Doubt. At some point, God even got angry. Read down. God got angry with Moses. What's your problem? You that have equipped from childhood, you that have trained in Egypt, in Pharaoh's palace, you that have sent to training school at the Battle of the Desert. Desert training school. How many people here have gone to that school before? Let us not laugh. I have been there before. When you go to the Battle of the Desert and you are being trained, your friends will deny you. Remember, Moses lost all his friends. People will even think, maybe, what sin did you commit? If you are in the desert for the right reason, congratulations. Because the God Almighty is preparing to use you for his work. For his work. Just make yourself available. Are you with me? Compare this with Mary. Mary will have said, Gabriel, what is your name? Who is this Holy Ghost? He has never heard of Holy Ghost. Who is this Holy Ghost? They will not believe me. They will say I'm lying. Okay, Gabriel, come with me. Let me go and tell my father first. No, Gabriel, can we see my fiancée? Are you with me? But she said, Lord, according to that. Some of us here, God has called us in different ways. Out of fear. Fear of the unknown. Sometimes we think we cannot do it. If God has called you, it's no longer by your own ability. It's by the strength of the Almighty God. And what you need to do is just say, Lord, here I am. What about the story of Jeremiah? Let's look at Jeremiah and Mary. Jeremiah 1, 5 to 7. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But thou said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. The Almighty God is calling some people in this place. My son, my daughter, come, I want to use you. I want to walk with you. He said, leave these pastors. I beg, I'm still young. Let me enjoy life. Sure. Let me enjoy life. Mary was a young girl. You don't get it. She was a young girl too. You are here, you say, I'm a child. I have enough time to enjoy myself. That is the lie of the devil. God can use anybody. And nobody has guarantee of living to ripe old age. Are you with me? Because nobody knows the time and hour when we'll be called back. For me, I say every day is what? Every day is what? A privilege. So you are here, you are not serving the Almighty God. What are you waiting for? Are you waiting for when you get to 80 years? You don't want to serve the Lord. You might not be like Moses, though. Because God gave him an extra 40 and gave him strength too to do it. God is calling you, and what is delaying you? You say, I am young. I beg, I'm too young to preach. I'm too young to, go on assignment for God. But Jeremiah was a young child. And God said, when I call a man, it doesn't matter your age. He said, I will give you what to speak. Some of us here are born again for several years and months. You've not preached to anybody. You've not gone out on evangelism. You have been called. But some people say, Pastor, nobody has called me. Oh, God has called everybody. They go into the world and do what? And teach, preach. As in the general call. Many are called, few are chosen. But some of them have not stepped out to go and even witness. They are afraid. But God said, Jeremiah, I will put in your mouth what you will say. To the point that when you go out to witness, do not bother. At that moment, I'm going to give you what you will say. The Lord is waiting for you and I. What are you waiting for? Are you still looking for reasons? Because when God calls you, there's no reason. Praise the Lord. Mary submitted without questions. She believed the angel. She agreed to bear the child, even under humanly impossible circumstances. She risked death. How do you carry on God's assignment? Are you looking for reasons like Moses not to go on an assignment? God wants to use you. God wants to use you to bring a light to your family. God wants to use you to impact your family, impact your church, impact your society. When you live this life, what will be your story? Which life did you impact? Which life did you change? Are you with me? Who have you influenced? Within the circle of influence that you have, are you impacting people positively? Sometimes we blame other people in government. I tell you, I said, let me digress a bit. Is it corruption? It has eaten into the fabric of this society to even to the gate man, even to the housemaid. Huh? I'll explain to you. You go to some offices. A gate man will open gate. You drive in. He will start, how are you? Then when you are going again, he will say, anything for the boys? Wait a minute. You are employed to open and close the gate. That is your work. It's not a station to turn into begging. Are you with me? Maybe you go somewhere, they serve the maid will serve food. I can remember also. Now we cook this food here. Are you with me? Then you go to the offices. Move file from table to table. You are employed to handle that file, sign off it, and move it to the next place. You keep it. In fact, when they know your case is urgent, they will put the file under somewhere. And they come to church, they lift up holy hands in quotes. If you are here, you are doing that. You are causing problems for yourself. Because like we say here, before God, we put God first in everything. And before God, there's no difference between what? The sacred and the secular. And if you are a child of God, that means you are the light in that office. You are the salt of the earth. You need to make a difference in that office. And the fire you come, you put it under. What are you waiting for? And they will come look, check me now. And then I come say, we're looking for the fire. Okay, I will help you look for it. Why are they doing all that? When they come and say, okay, I've seen it. I searched. The fire was exactly placed on. Meanwhile, the person was sitting on the fire. Why is the person doing that? So at the end, they say, okay, we help you get this fire, move and move. Anything for the boys. And we come to church. We lift up what? Holy hands. God is looking for you and I. God is visiting us on a daily basis. He's calling us on a daily basis. He's speaking to us on a daily basis. But how many people will be like Mary and say, Lord, I'm available to be used. Lord, here I am. Some people come to church every day. They hear the word of God. They will do odeshi. They want to enter. They want to do like this. They just drop out. You know? They will hear the sermon. The word is supposed to impact their lives. They are supposed to hold on to that word. And their life will change. Last Sunday we were told the master key to victory, to survival. Hold on to the word of God. And they come in, day out. And Jesus doesn't make sense to them. Then I ask, why do you still come to church? You know, before I get my life to Christ, that's one of the things I asked my friends. I asked God. I remember that day when the sermon was going forth, and for a long time I stopped going to church for a long time. And the thing that really surprised my friends that we go to parties on Friday, Saturday. After all this, so all the bad things we do, Sunday morning, they will dress up. I said, where are you going to? So I'm going to church. I said, are you playing with God? Well, I know next Friday we're still going to the club. So what is it? You know, that day they came and said, you must come to church. I said, I'm not going. They said they won't leave. They packed their car. They won't leave unless I join them. You know, I was making fun of them. I finally joined them. I was saying, they said, God will arrest you, stubborn woman. I said, maybe he will send policemen to come and arrest me. And when I got to church that day, they were not born again. Listen to the story. When I got to church that day, and someone went on, and the altar call was made. And there was a battle between me. I said, Lord, I don't want to come to you and go back. There was that battle. I said, Lord, help me. Because it didn't make sense. Some people come to church every Sunday. The word doesn't mean anything to them. Because if you hear the word of God every day, the word of God is like hammer. It's like water. It's supposed to refresh you, wash you, cleanse you. As you receive the word, you get transformed every day. Are you with me? As you hear the word, you get changed. I said, Lord, I don't want to come. Then on Friday, I'm at the club again, smoking, drinking, and womanizing. No, I don't want to do that, Lord. Then another voice said, what about my friends? What would they say? And the Lord spoke to me. He said, your friends, how have they helped you? All these years you've known them. Have they added anything to your life? Rather, you spend the little money you make, all of you go and drink and waste the money. What kind of life are you living? And I heard a voice said, why don't you trust me? I said, Lord, help me. I started crying. I said, Lord, help me. I don't want to give my life to you and I'll be a mockery. I'll be a disgrace to the kingdom of God. I don't want to give my life to you. Then tomorrow I go back doing what I'm doing like a dog going back to eat vomit. Lord, help me. He said, trust me and I will help you. And I raised my hand. And I gave my life to Christ. Listen to the story. After service, They knew I gave my life to Christ. All of us were in the car. We drove from VI to Okota. Not a single word. Because all the people who dragged me to church were not born again. The person they dragged to church now got born again. And on Friday, they came again. Maybe we'll go club. I said, you guys okay? I out of your mind. You thought what happened that day was a joke. No, I'm not going. As you hear the word of God every day, it's supposed to wash you. It's supposed to cleanse you. Anytime you are in the presence of God, there is a call for you. Anytime in the presence of God, He's calling you to bring you on the right path into your destiny. Do not reject the call. Mary said, Lord, according to thy word, so you be unto me. Let us bow down our heads.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muriokola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.